Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。
酒馆自己的进阶口语课程第14期正式开放报名。加入我们干货满满的课程，和露露一起敢开口，会开口，告别尬聊。现在报名有限时的超级早鸟价优惠，不要错过哦。咨询课程请联系小助手，微信是 LULUXJG, LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母，我们在酒馆等你。
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to North America Under the Microscope. Hi, Lulu.
Hi, James. Oh, have we already changed the segment name?
No, I just figured this would be special edition because we're still talking about the United States and Canada.
Yep. So in a previous episode, in the basic episode, we talked about the similarities and key differences.
Right.
So where shall we start in this advanced episode?
Well, one of the things we talked about in the last episode was about the healthcare, and I think we should...go into that a bit more detail.
How you guys are a bit jealous?
Right. So this is a weird thing because in America, there are a lot of people like, oh, I don't think Canadian healthcare is very good because you have to wait. But what you get is some Americans trying to cross into Canada to take advantage of the Canadian healthcare system.
I bet these are the same people.
Possibly, because they might be ranting on the internet, which lets you be anonymous.
Yep.
So there are some Americans that try to trick the Canadian system into getting healthcare. Because the Canadian healthcare system, you have to be enrolled into the system. In order to get in the system, you need to be a Canadian or resident of Canada.
Same in the UK. Yeah.Are you actually committing a crime?
Oh, yes, it's fraud. It's fraud. Americans, if you go to Canada and to see a doctor, you get charged. Because they're going to say, oh, you're American.
And it's going to be expensive.
It actually will be a slightly cheaper than the United States because they don't have as much of a markup.
Okay.
But your insurance probably might pay for it, but there's no guarantee of that.
They would legally cross the border, but illegally.
They might be...not legally stating what the purpose is in Canada, because when you cross the border, they're going to ask us, so what's your purpose for visiting Canada? They'll probably say, oh, shopping or sightseeing or visiting a friend, when the reality is, I want free healthcare.
Remind me, so crossing borders between these two countries, you don't need to do anything, right? There's no...
Well, you still need your passport.
You need your passport, but there's no... You don't have to apply for anything there.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Crossing the American-Canadian border...So crossing into Canada, you drive up to the border crossing, show you your passport. If you're driving, you'll need to show your driver's license as well. And they're going to ask you, you know, the standard questions like, what's your purpose for visiting Canada? Do you have any of these substances in your car? And they can ask, can we search your car?
They
do have permission to search your car. It's a border check. They don't search all the cars.
But what about for foreigners? Like, if I go to the United States, I obviously got a U.S. visa.
You can't get into Canada, no.
Oh, so it only applies to the citizens, the people who actually live.
Well, if you have a Canadian visa, you could get in that way.
Yeah, but I cannot go by sort of U.S. visa.
No. U.S. Being a foreign student in the U.S. on a U.S. visa does not give you permission to enter Canada.
You have to apply.
You'd still have to apply for a Canadian visa. Now, if you have a U.S. green card,
which makes you a
permanent resident,
yeah,
then you can enter Canada on the green card. That's legal. But unless you come from a country that has visa-free entry, you'll still need a visa to get in.
And that's about healthcare, right? Always another question. We remember in some previous episode in this segment, we talked about the gun culture in the United States.
Yeah, we talked about pew-pews.
What about in Canada? Do they allow guns?
Yes, they also have pew-pews.
That, I think, it's surprising to a lot of people.
Yeah, that's actually, I do find that surprising when you talk to Chinese people. It's like, it's not just America that has guns. They're like, it's not? Well, Canada has guns too. It's like, they do?
Do they sell them in supermarkets as well?
No, they don't sell them at Walmart. Now, Canada is different, though, because Canada doesn't have the right...to own guns like the Americans have. So I'm not entirely sure how it works, but I'm certain that they do have more regulations involved in buying them. There are many more steps that they have to do. They also have much more regulations on what they can and cannot buy.
Like handguns,
I'm pretty sure are not allowed. But in Canada, you can buy rifles to go hunting because hunting is a pretty popular activity in Canada. And I do know for a fact that some people who do work in research, like in the Canadian oil fields and things like this. Those researchers carry guns with them when they're out in the northern areas of Canada for protection from polar bears.
Does polar bear attack happen?
Yeah, because polar bears, you know, will attack and eat people because they live in some place really cold and food is not the most plentiful. So yeah, they will attack people.
Wow, mauled by a polar bear.
Yeah, terrible way to go.
Yeah. Okay, and so that's about guns and healthcare system.
Let's talk about sports.
Sports. The sports that Canadians are known for.
The number one sport? Well, actually, there are two really big sports that Canada are known for. The biggest one would be hockey.
Hockey.
And the United States and Canada do have a rivalry in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because Canada supports, like, creates some of the best hockey players in the world.
Mm.
And the American players and the Canadian players all play together on the NHL, the professional hockey league in America.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes around to, like, Olympics, like 2022, we're going to have the Olympics here in Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping there'll be a Canadian-U.S. hockey game, and I'm going. Because there's a big rivalry between these two countries. And it will be...
When it comes to sports.
When it comes to sports, it'll be fun to watch. Some people say, it's America and Russia. It's like it used to be America and Russia. It's much more America-Canada now.
Oh. But this rivalry is not like real sort of rivalry to the point of you hate each other.
Oh, no. It's a friendly rivalry.
Because
what will happen... So let's say in the Olympics, and let's say America and Canada play each other. Okay. And Canada beats America. Okay. And then in the finals, it ends up being like Canada against Russia. The Americans will root for Canada.
That is actually very common between some of the neighbors. I've heard this about Australians and New Zealanders.
Right.
Like, if they're going head-to-head against each other, especially in sports events, they tend to be like these friendly rivals, as you were mentioning. But when it's the down under versus Northern Hemisphere, they sort of unite.
You know, it's like, yeah.
We're from Australasia, Oceania.
We are North Americans.
But if you get mistaken as a Canadian, which I don't think happens a lot, I think it probably happens more the other way around. Like people.
Yeah, I can say I have never been mistaken for being Canadian, but I know lots of Canadians that have been mistaken for being American.
Because I think for most, say for Chinese, especially people who don't really know that much about the accents, have never been to Canada, don't know many Canadians, I don't think many Chinese English learners really be able to tell Canadian accent from American accent. Yeah,
you couldn't tell by style because they dress more or less the same.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't tell by accent unless you really knew the differences.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't tell much about some of the habits because they're fairly similar.
Yeah.
So it is hard to differentiate, but there are differences.
Mm.
So yes, a lot of Canadians do get mistaken for being American.
Do they get offended?
Some do, but most it's like, oh no, I'm Canadian.
Just put a Canadian flag.
I'm Canadian.
I've even heard of jokes about, you know, sometimes, for example, when America has done something, when you guys have done something, and then sort of like a anti-American vibe going on, and then I've got American friends and just basically
I'm going to put a Canadian patch on my shirt. It's like, no, I'm Canadian, see?
Friendly.
I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
All right. But how do Canadians actually view Americans?
I think a lot of Americans get viewed as being very loud and opinionated, but also very unworldly. Because Canada is a very big country.
Mm-hmm.
Population-wise, it's very small.
Mm.
And they don't have like the same kind of influence like America does.
Mm.
So Americans, because they grew up in a country that's rich, powerful, that has a lot of influence around the world.
It's always this American number one thing in education.
Whereas Canada is like, we know we're not number one. We know we're not. And so they tend to know a little bit more about what's going on in the world. Why Americans, I think this is a fair criticism and a fair view, is a lot of Americans kind of...
can be more ethnocentric.
Yep.
I see. Yeah, I think it's very natural if you're brought up always hearing your country being number one.
America.
All right. So I know for a fact that some of our listeners actually have been to both countries and some of them are still living there. Some of our longtime followers actually live in Canada or in the US. So if you have any interesting experiences to share or opinions to share, leave us a comment in the comment section. And thank you, James, for coming to the studio again. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
今天的节目你喜欢吗？ 赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG。 我们在酒馆等你。